Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
503-864-6326. That is the fan text line. This one says, if he plays like he did in Portland, it'll be fine. But if he plays up to his potential and the flashes we saw in Portland, that's going to suck. DeAndre Ayton is now a Laker. 2-year, $16 million deal. Blazers are going to foot the bill for $25 million. He's going to make $33 million this year. That's not bad for old DeAndre Ayton.
No, he basically is going to get back everything that he got. He's going to lose ever so slightly a bit.
And that, I think the confusing part still for me is, all right, the Blazers opened up $10 million of cap room. Mm-hmm. They got the full MLE now. They haven't done anything yet.
No.
I mean, nothing.
No, and it's, what's kind of weird is not just the Blazers, basically since that transaction in Dame being bought out, the league has come to a screeching halt. Like, there's been almost no transactions done in the past 56, 60 hours.
And this is where we talked about, except for Clint Capella and DeAndre Ayton. But this is where you and I said this on Monday. If there is not a move that coincides with this, it does not make sense.
No. It makes some sense in the sense of their books, if you only look at it from that standpoint.
But for this year, no. Because he was coming off the books at the end of the year anyways.
Yeah. But if they moved him, they were only going to do it for expirings. And so it was just they couldn't find that, and so they didn't go that path.
But you still have a logjam at center, and you got rid of the guy who's been the best one.
No, I get it.
And like that one, that just, if you are saying we are trying to improve and get better and compete, that doesn't make sense. And so this doesn't make sense to sit here and say, all right, we bought out DeAndre Ayton, but we didn't have a plan in place to use the money that we're freeing up.
It does in a sense of, if you're talking about you're wanting your style, your sense, your identity. And again, this is not me like saying, oh, DA was perfect or anything like that. There were times in short stretches where DA was very good and very bought in. But the problem was when he wasn't, man, it was bad. And they, because of his status, because of his stature, because he's a number one overall pick, because he's making $34 million a year, it took a while for, remember Chauncey benching him 2 minutes into the second half of a game.
Yep.
For them to be able to, like, you know, snap the leash a little bit. And, you know, DA bounced back from that a little bit and had a really nice run before he pulls the calf, gets the calf strain.
Yep.
And then he shut down. But I think if you're looking at it from a, hey, you know what? If he's not on the roster and we have the bodies to be able to do this and it fits more of our identity, it makes more sense for us than to trade him away for other expiring contracts that are going to keep us from making other additional moves this year or compromise the books going forward. And again, I'm not saying that's the best course of action, but that's been the general explanation to me is that is in the books thing. That's not new. I've been talking about that for a couple months, that they have prioritized the books going forward. Now, is that, you know, people are like, oh, it's because of the sale. That stuff doesn't matter for the sale. It doesn't. Your books being great, awful, bad, no matter. Like, we just saw that the Adelsons buy the Mavericks with a superstar in place and greenlit trading that superstar. Like, the books don't matter. They just don't.
For the sale of the team, it really doesn't matter. Especially, I mean, DeAndre Ayton was so far. By the time new ownership comes in, he's gone anyways. Like, so that, like, one doesn't. Yeah. That one is a non-factor. And they brought in Jrue Holiday,
whose contract does extend out further. So it's like, right. If you're going to take that argument, then explain Jrue Holiday.
But here's where the biggest concern is. It seems like right now with the Portland Trailblazers, we went through this with Neil O'Shea. You overvalue guys so much and you just hold on to them and mm-hmm. say, we want more, 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 more. Obviously, the return for, I still do believe the Jrue Holiday trade was a fair trade.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fair trade for Anfernee Simons. But they tested the market with DeAndre Ayton. No buyers.
Well,
no buyers for what you were looking for.
That's it. That's the key.
Okay. So you buy him out in $25 million. Now, if you do that with a plan in place, that makes a ton of sense mm-hmm. because you're opening up $10 million that you didn't have previously.
Yep.
It feels like they're running into the same problem with Jeremy Grant's contract and trying to unload Jeremy Grant. And because we know that one is, if you're talking about cleaning up the books, that's the one that mm-hmm. cleans up the books, not DeAndre Ayton.
No, because he's fine.
This one will clean up the books. And what is that market looking like? And are teams gun shy? Because you mentioned this, we haven't seen moves across the board because teams are up against the cap mm-hmm. right now. It doesn't look like, I mean, as of right now, you would think that they would have some action on Jeremy Grant, but there's not. And that is where the overvaluing of guys and not being able to cross the finish line on a deal comes in.
Well, it's the 3rd of July.
Yep.
The new league year does not start until July 6th, at which point in time we'll have a better understanding of where the books are going to be and where people are going to be and kind of how whoever misses out on who, what, and or when teams look at their transactions so far and go, okay, what else? I've been at Summer League, 9, 10 times? There's multiple trades at Summer League every year. That happens because everybody's in the building. Everybody's talking. All the GMs, all the execs are all there. You can, well, not as much now, but back in the day, they would literally just sidle up to each other in the stands and deals would get done right there during games. I'm not saying the Blazers are doing that. That will very likely happen again this year. Now, it didn't happen 2 years ago after Dame requested a trade because everybody was waiting on the Dame trade before anything else would happen, and then ended up going for 3 months. Yeah, it was a problem.
Oh, people are waiting for Giannis right now, too.
People are waiting for Giannis. There's a lot of smoke around LeBron. There's still some out there about Jaylen Brown. Like, there's stuff that's out there. I'm like, I don't really believe it, but if somebody believes it somewhere, they might be playing things closer to the vest. Right now, they have 13 players on the roster. I'd be pretty shocked if they went into the season with 13 players on the roster because they like 14 because it gives you the flexibility and you have the extra roster spot and you've got guys on your depth, all those kind of things, right? And that's not counting any two ways. And so if this is the team they go into the season with, I have questions. I have very real questions. They can't shoot.
No shooters.
They're like, look, Jrue Holiday's perfectly fine. Denny is perfectly fine. Jeremy, if he is on the team, is above average as a three-point shooter. Like, even though he couldn't shoot twos last year, he still shot, I think, almost 38% from three. They've got okay median volume three-point shooters. They don't have a single high-volume, high-accuracy three-point shooter on their roster. Not one.
Not a one.
That is a problem. Like, they might run into a worse version of the Orlando Magic offensively because they're just absolute lack of spacing.
Last year, he was 36.5% from three.
Is that what he ended up finishing? Yeah. So almost 37%? Yeah, that's mm-hmm. fine.
Yeah.
Fine. And that was one of his worst years in probably the last 5 years, right?
No. 35%
in Denver?
Back-to-back years in Detroit. And then, no, Denver, 39%, 39% in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's been...
He's an above-average three-point shooter.
Yeah.
Yes. So. But, I mean, like, as it stands right now, Jeremy might be your best three-point shooter. Legitimately.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
On volume with I think consistency,
the
history.
The numbers bearing out last year as a team, that was the best.
Yeah.
He and Denny, I think.
Yeah. And look, I have faith 36%. In Denny. Like, when they traded for Denny, I was like, look, there's certainly some indicators there from his corner three-point percentage going way up, but the volume was a little bit, and it's like, eh. But his above-the-break stuff was great.
Hot dang.
But yeah, no, the shooting is a like a drastic, drastic thing. And look, you can I've been plenty hard on Scoot with a lot of things. I'm fine with Scoot shooting, but Shaden is a non-starter as a shooter from three right now. He's bad.
Bad.
Not like, ah, I could kind of see it. He's bad. He's a 31.5% or 32% career three-point shooter. That's not, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Because the guys are just going to play under and around everything and go ahead, dude. So he has to make a massive leap for teams to care about that. So, yeah, going into the season, I have very, 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 very real questions about.
And they don't need just one.
You can't just add one. Look, you can add one to the roster if you add a god-tier movement shooter.
Yeah.
You add one of those, okay. And I'm not talking like a Luke Kennard or something like that, and another White. Like, if you had peak Kyle Korver, okay. You know, like, you're adding a guy that could just let it fly, going left, going right, pull up. Just a dyed-in-the-wool top 15 three-point shooter the game's ever seen. You add that guy, okay. Maybe you can talk me into that because you've got defenders that in lineup versatility and stuff that you could work around that. But they need a lot of shooting help.
Yeah.
A lot.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.